the first girl I ever really cared about. Even though she never really cared about me, when I found out her family was moving, I was sad to see her go.
Hey, where are y'all moving to?
We're going to this place in California. It's supposed to be really, really nice. Palm trees and lawns, no violence and no crime.
Well, what's it called?
Compton.
I always wondered how that worked out for them.
So, you miss Keisha?
You mean, do I miss being rejected, ignored, and humiliated?
Yeah, sorta. Why don't you just hang out with somebody else?
I don't like anyone else.
Nobody else like me.
Hey, who's that?
That's just a vet. She lives around the corner.
You know, she's kinda cute.
Man, you don't wanna mess with her.
The first girl you ever like is always tough to get over. She holds a special place in your heart, so I decided to lower my standards.
I heard she'll go out with anybody.
Really?
Now that's my kind of girl. Since I didn't want to make the same mistakes with Yvette that I made with Keisha, I needed a different approach.
What do you know about her?
Nothing much, just that she's supposed to go out with a lot of different types of guys.
Perfect. You should do something simple. Something you haven't tried before.
I can't just walk up to her and ask her out.
Have you tried it?
Not yet.
The worst she can say is no.
Okay then, let's try it.
Try what?
You'll be Yvette and I'll ask you out.
Brokeback Hallway.
Right here. It was your idea. You gonna help me or not?
Fine. Hurry up.
Hey, Beth. So, you wanna go out with me sometime?
No, you skinny black bum.
I thought the worst you could say was no.
I was improvising.
Well, you know, since you're making stuff up, couldn't you have said yes?
It wasn't my type anyway. We had only been living in Bed-Stuy for a year when the crime rate started to go through the roof. In the late 90s, they had the internet boom. But in the 80s, we had the crack boom. It used to take years to become a junkie. The crack cut that down to 37 minutes. Even on my block, things were starting to get out of control. The muggers were getting mugged.
Let me hold a quarter.
Sup, little man? Let me hold a dollar right quick. Take that quarter, too.
What? Our new next-door neighbor was Louise Clarkson. She hated our neighborhood and was intent on doing something about it.
I can see we're both very busy, so I'll just get to the point. I'm starting a neighborhood block watch.
Why do we need a block watch?
In case you haven't noticed, crime is running rampant in this neighborhood.
No, it's not. This block is fine.
Burglaries are up, assaults, murders. Is that fine?
I don't know what block you've been on, but this block is okay. But thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you. I'll see myself out. Okay. Love the couch.
My mother didn't want to accept that things were getting worse until something happened to us.
Rochelle!
What? I'm in here!
My truck got stolen!
What? Oh no!
I could get fired for this!
Well, baby, are you sure it's stolen? Maybe you just forgot where you parked it.
Rochelle, it's not keys. It's a truck. Even if I forgot where I parked it, you can still see it because it's a truck.
Well, don't get mad at me. You act like I stole it.
That's it. I'm starting a block watch.
That sounds like a good idea.
As soon as I finish this tow.
My mother was a ghetto snob, so to her, this wasn't just a block watch meeting. It was a Rochelle watch meeting.
What's all this?
Fool for the block watch meeting.
You're supposed to be watching the block, not feeding it.
Serious, I can't invite people over here without feeding them.
People in my neighborhood never got together without bringing food.
I am so sorry you got run over by a truck. But I bought you some ribs.
My baby! Get my baby!
I'm sorry about your baby. Catfish?
And besides, how do you expect people to fight crime when they're hungry?
I expect me to feed people when I'm broke.
Huh? What'd you say?
You smell smoke?
Asking Greg out was one thing.